Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'd like to share a brief message on the power of God's presence. The power of the presence of Jesus means power, whether we are conscious of it or not. When Jesus was ready to leave this earth to ascend to His Father in Matthew 28:18-20, it's recorded, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." What was Jesus saying, beloved? I trust this is a familiar passage. He was giving His disciples the Great Commission. But in order to fulfill His will, He was pledging His presence as the guarantee of every needful thing that would be necessary to fulfill this goal. He gave them a huge task, the Great Commission, teach all nations, baptizing them, and telling them the things that I've commanded you, and I'm going to be with you. So when He said that, just as He was with them naturally, well, when He was alive, He was going to be present by His Spirit. So in order to fulfill His will, He pledged that He would be with His people throughout the generations to follow. And think about that, beloved, the power of His presence. And I thought it would just be beneficial to take a little bit of time to look at what the Word has to say to us. What are the promises that the Word gives us about this precious fellowship that we have with the Lord? The power of His presence, and I'm going to just share briefly, I'm not going to go into great depth, but scriptural references as to how God has demonstrated His the assurance of His presence to be with His people. When we're unsure of the future, of what we're doing, of where we're going, He gives security to the perplexed. And an example of that is Jacob, when he was at Bethel. He was being sent away from the presence of his brother Esau and sent to the brother of his mother, Rebekah. And the Lord appears to him in a dream. There was a ladder set up on the earth, and on top of it reached to heaven, and the angels of the Lord descending and ascending on it. This is Genesis 28:10-16. And the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with me, and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land." Praise God. So when we're perplexed, we don't know exactly what we're doing, where we're going, He will give us the answers. He will give encouragement to us in the service of the Lord. Remember Exodus, the third chapter, verses 11 and 12. That was Moses before the burning bush, and Moses is saying, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring forth the children of Israel?" And the Lord said, "Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee when I have sent thee. When thou brought forth the children out, the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." And then a New Testament passage found in Hebrews, we can have the assurance of his presence, that's verse 6, power in our witnessing, because of the power in his presence. We may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. And he gives strength to the warrior. Remember Joshua, as he was taking over from the ministry of Moses, the Lord tells him in verse 5 of chapter 1, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee or forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. Verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? He repeats that. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Praise God. And so he gives strength to the warrior. He gives comfort to the timid. Remember Jeremiah, that first chapter? He's saying, oh, Lord God, behold, I can't speak, I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. He puts his word in his mouth. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. So the timid prophet Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, if you will, he needed God's assurance, and God specifically not only spoke to him, but fulfilled that promise. And he gives the power of his presence when we need safety and protection. In Psalm 31, let me turn to that. Verses 19 and 20, the word says, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of men. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. So his presence gives us safety. And of course, we can remember, I won't take the time to read it, Psalm 23, we will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And then he gives victory to the tempted. You remember Joseph, when he was in Egypt, the Lord showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And he could have been discouraged, despondent. And of course, when Potiphar's wife sought to seduce him, he said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? God gave him the strength and the grace to stand in righteousness and be the witness that God wanted him to be. And he gives us confidence, beloved, in the challenges of our everyday life, the things we go through. God promises to give us strength. Philippians 4:13 says, an important scripture you might want to note down, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The Amplified Translation says, and this does really amplify what the word is saying, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength to me. That is, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Praise God. And then, of course, he gives rest to the pilgrim as we travel through this life. Exodus 33:14, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And then he gives us joy. The power of his presence gives us joy. That beautiful Psalm 16, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. At thy right hand there are pleasures forever and forevermore. And he gives us the highest communion, the longing of our hearts for his presence, for his strength, his inspiration, his communion. Psalm 140, 12 and 13 says, I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. That's the word the King James uses. And that means an ongoing, continuing, abiding state. Hallelujah. All the time, not in and out, but with him. And then, of course, the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 4, he brought me to his banqueting table, and his banner over me is love. Praise God. The Amplified says, translates that verse, he brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. This is beautiful. For love waved as a protecting and comforting banner over my head when I was near him. Hallelujah. The power of his presence, beloved, I shared and just given a few scriptures, but his presence is sufficient to meet all of our needs. Praise God. Let's just close the broadcast with prayer. Father, we thank you for your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. Lord, we won't know that complete fullness of joy until we are with you. When you take us to yourself by rapture or through the grave, we will be with you forever and ever. But Lord, we thank you that you satisfy the needs, the hungers, the desires, even of the human heart. You satisfy us, Lord, and give us joy for mourning, the sorrows that we experience in this life, beauty for joy, and the oil of joy for mourning. Lord, you do that. We ask you to do that for everyone listening right now who needs your touch. May your presence, may your anointing flow over them, Lord, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. For you alone are able to give us victory and joy through all the things that we go through in this life. We honor you, we glorify you, and we give you thanks in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me. If you need prayer, the announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.